This is Lead 1212, a podcast on Christ-centered leadership based on Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Thanks for listening. Now here's Chris and Dave. Hey, everybody. It's good to see you. Well, I don't see you, actually. It's good to be here with you. Hopefully, you're doing good. You had a great Christmas. Looking for the new year. We hope you have a great new year. And we're excited just to talk to you for a few minutes on leadership. Thanks for putting up with us. So here's my friend, Chris.
Thank you. Dave, did you have a good Christmas?
I had an incredible Christmas. Blessed way better than I deserve.
Oh, me too. That's just wonderful. It makes my heart happy.
Amen. And amen.
So, Dave, we're going to talk about the authentic leadership approach.
It's awesome.
This is one of the newest leadership approaches. In fact, it is the newest leadership approach available. And because of that, there's not a tremendous amount of studies available on it.
I gotcha. That's great.
Dave, you know, we live in an era in which the distinction between reality and authenticity has become completely blurred and ambiguous.
100%.
Have you seen a TV show about strangers marrying strangers, or maybe celebrity housewives and husbands, or one family keeping up with another? There's a ton of those out there.
Yeah, there's a lot, and it's not a good way to do life.
No.
Honestly.
Believe it or not, those reality TV shows typically don't bear any resemblance to the realities most of us live or experience daily.
Amen. Good point.
So I want to start with something called a reality leader. What is a reality leader, and how is it different than an authentic leader?
Go. I'm excited.
A reality leader is on television, and maybe you've met one in real life. Leadership is entirely about them. Followers exist only to serve them. They love sound bites, photo ops, and handshakes, and they say things because they believe it's what the public wants to hear. They practice something that I like to call invisible transparency, which means they are transparent only about the information they want you to know, and only when it benefits them.
That's good. With that in hand, you know, I've been in ministry for almost 25 years or more, and there are guys that are in the ministry just because they like to be seen.
Yes.
And see, I think that's part of the problem, because it shouldn't be about us being seen, but about God being seen in us.
Absolutely.
And it's not about anything else but that. But I do think we have that. My favorite thing, I'm sure I've used it here. What is an ego? It's edging God out.
Edging God out. Remember, I love that.
So when you're all about you, you're edging God out. You're not.
Amen.
Come on now. Come on. I'm about ready to throw something down here.
You're right.
But it's important that we get that, because I think we need to understand it's not about us.
Exactly.
It can't be about us, especially in Christian leadership. It has to be about giving God the glory.
Oh, you were on fire, and it was good. You are one step ahead on authentic leadership. But unfortunately, the reality leaders are everywhere. They're at work and school. And like you said,
ministry.
They're even at church.
Yep. They are.
They have mastered the art of excluding God.
That's the biggest mess you can get into when you exclude God.
So now that we know what reality leadership is, what is authentic leadership? Authentic leadership is not about the ego. Here's a great example. Jesus did not puff out his chest and demand everyone do his wishes because he's the boss.
That's right. He could have, because he was.
Absolutely. And when you think of humility, who embodies that more than Jesus?
Oh, he laid down his life for every one of us.
He did. So authentic leadership was founded by a person named Bill George, and this only started in 2003. The premise behind authentic leadership is that the key to being a successful leader is being yourself. And here's a couple of quotes for you. First one is from Hamlet and Shakespeare, "To thine own self be true." But now here's another interesting quote. "I had no idea that being your authentic self could make me as rich as I've become. And if I had, I would have done it a lot earlier." That's from Oprah Winfrey.
Wow, that's interesting. That's very interesting. I did not see that quote coming.
She's her authentic self. It took her a while to get there, but that's who she is.
Well, and I do think that's who we should be, is our authentic self. Not Oprah Winfrey, but we should be our authentic self for Jesus.
Yes, we should.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So genuineness is a central component of authentic leadership. And that means that each authentic leader is unique. No two authentic leaders are alike. However, there are several characteristics that they all share. Even though each one's different, they all have these characteristics.
Okay.
The first one is that they consistently demonstrate behaviors that inspire trust in others.
Amen. Amen.
The second one is what I think separates a lot of leaders from authentic leaders. They take ownership of their own actions. And when they make a mistake, they take responsibility for their errors.
Amen. All Christian principles. These are all Christ-centered principles. Exactly what we try to do every time we come on this is to give people examples, and that's perfect.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. That's for you, babe. That's all you right there. You got that applause.
The last one of these characteristics is they demonstrate the necessary courage to advance up the leadership ladder and to challenge the status quo or to defend their people and processes.
That's all right.
They won't throw you under the bus. They don't sell you out, and their word is their bond.
That's hard to find today, Chris, is guys or people that they won't throw you under the bus. It's not about them. And when they get in trouble, they take the blame.
That's the world we live in today.
So many times it's like we blame everything. And we play the blame game on every aspect of life. Even Christians do this. And this is something that we can't do anymore because sometimes we need to own up to, well, you know what? I just messed up. I just made a mistake. And
amen.
Well, and Chris and I, you and I've talked, there's times we're going to screw up. That's life.
That's right.
But if we screw up and we own it, God will bless that tenfold. I believe that with all my heart. Don't you think so, Chris? I
absolutely believe that 100%. So speaking of what you were talking about, and this really carries over, studies have found that today people are very insecure about what's going on around them. You know the shape of the world we're in.
Right.
What's been going on. And as a result of that, the need for authentic leadership is significantly increasing. Today, people are longing for trustworthy leaders.
Amen.
It's been a long time, hasn't it, for them, since we've had trustworthy leaders.
Well, my goodness. Well, and the truth is we want it not just in government. We want it at our workplace. We want it at our churches. We want it at places that we should have it. I mean, we deserve it, and it should be that kind of leadership that we can trust. The problem is I think people are so self-centered. And so,
and
we are insecure. I mean, you said that for a second, and I think it's important that we understand we are an insecure people. Security only comes from where, Chris? What do you think?
Security only comes from God.
There it is. Right? Push a button because that's awesome.
Let's bring it on in.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Oh, praise it.
Seriously.
I love that one.
I love it too. Security only comes when you know that you're living this life for Jesus and no one else. And that's, Chris, that's the problem. When we're not living for Jesus, we don't have anyone else. You know, Jesus accepts my stupidity and loves me anyway. And all God's people say,
amen.
Keep rolling, Chris. We're doing good. I like this one.
So here's the five characteristics of authentic leaders. As we discussed, every authentic leader is unique because they're their authentic self. But here's the five traits they all share. Number one, they understand their purpose. They know where they fit in and they know what their job is to do. And to be honest, if you don't know what your job is, leadership's really tough.
So real quick, Rick Warren wrote the book, The Purpose-Driven Church.
Yes.
And he also kind of did the whole purpose-driven person even. And he talks about you can't do what God's having you to do unless you know what your purpose is.
Absolutely right.
And
that's
so
wonderful.
When we understand the demands that God gives us for our purpose in this life, we can walk with pride. We can walk with intelligence. We can walk with security. We can have those things. Purpose is the one thing I think we lack. I sometimes forget my purpose. And when we forget our purpose, we mess the whole boat.
The second thing that is the characteristic of all authentic leaders is they have very strong values about the right thing to do. An authentic leader is someone that you can count on to do the right thing, even when it's difficult. And it doesn't even cross your mind that they're going to do the wrong thing. They're not going to, like you said, they're not going to throw you under the bus. They're not going to make excuses. They're not going to blame anyone. If something's wrong and they did it, they're going to confess to it and they're going to make it right.
Amen.
The third thing is they create trusting relationship with others. And that's something that other styles do as well. And that's such an important thing of leadership, such an important part to have the trust of the people that follow you. And there's no other way to build that except by being trustworthy.
So why do you think it's hard for us to trust people?
I think we've all had bad experiences with that. And once you've seen someone do that, something untrustworthy, you know they're capable of that. So it's difficult to get trust back.
I think you called it earlier. The only way that you can earn someone's trust back is to admit your fault.
That's it.
And say, you know what, I lied to you, or I fibbed to you, or I screwed up. I
messed up.
I'm sorry. I'm doing my best to love Jesus. Can we do this together? And those who are
Christians,
that's
a beautiful way to say that.
Can work on that together because we're going to make mistakes.
Yes.
But the hope is that we build each other up more than we let each other down, and we work together on that. I'm sorry, but I felt that. I mean, it's just really important to me that we do that.
That was very important. Here's the fourth thing that authentic leaders do. They demonstrate self-discipline and they act upon their values. So it's not good enough to only have strong values, but they demonstrate self-discipline and they act upon those values. And that's obvious to see. This person is a person of their word. That's an authentic leader.
Amen.
And the last one is they act from the heart. They're sensitive and empathetic to the plight of others.
Amen and amen.
Like we said, it's not about them. It's not about the ego.
That's 100% right.
Authentic leadership, as we go on, has four components. And the first is self-awareness. They can reflect on their core, and they also reflect on how they impact others. How often do you think leaders reflect on how they impact others?
I honestly don't think often.
Probably not often, but the authentic leader does.
That's good. So do you do that, and how do you do that?
I do. I think about things that went really well and how I impacted someone. And I mostly think about things that didn't go so well, about how maybe things I said were taken the wrong way, or maybe I was completely wrong in my assumption of an issue and it caused someone to take a step in the wrong direction. I think about that quite a bit.
So let me ask you this. How do you not beat yourself up, but learn from it?
If I tried to internalize it, I would beat myself up. And I have done that a lot.
I do that too. I do.
The first thing I do is what you said. I go to them and say, this is my fault. I did the wrong thing. This is what I thought was happening. But in reality, something else was happening. It's all on me. Let's make it right. And I'll take the heat for this.
Amen and amen. That's good stuff. I think these are important things. And you need to hear Chris on this. It's okay to mess up, but you got to love each other through it. And in leadership, we need people who are accountable to what the purpose of what we're trying to accomplish is.
Yes. Amen.
And there you go. And there it is.
Another of the four components of authentic leadership is an internalized moral perspective. And we've talked a lot about the morals of an authentic leader, but an authentic leader is self-regulating and doesn't bend to outside pressure. For example, I'll put this in an example that I know of. When another department puts the bullseye on someone because they think they messed up, the authentic leader will not sell that person out, won't throw them under the bus. The authentic leader will stand up for that person and go to bat for that person. And that person knows that, and they know that they can trust the leader to do that.
Amen. That's good stuff.
It is.
That's important things that we need to hear.
I want to work for an authentic leader, don't you?
I do, 100%.
Okay, the third component is balanced processing. And what this means is they avoid favoritism and they'll solicit viewpoints from the people that disagree with them. And that's something a lot of people don't do.
So do you find that difficult or is that easy for you?
That's easy for me.
I've seen that. I believe that to be true. It's harder for me and I appreciate that.
So why do you think that's more difficult?
Because I like it when people give me attaboys. Let's just be honest. I like to feel good about myself. And sometimes when I know that there's something I need to work on, I know it. You don't have to tell me, but that's not true. I need to learn from it. When you approach someone to work on something, you have to do it in love.
Absolutely.
With much grace.
100%.
With trying to help that person become a better person. They may not receive it well, but if you do it with the right heart, eventually they'll come too.
Yes.
Is that fair?
It's absolutely true. Yes.
So I think that's good stuff. I think that's stuff that's we need to apply.
Really good stuff. So the last component of authentic leadership is relational transparency. The authentic leader will share their core feelings, their motives, their thoughts, their inclinations, positive and negative, with the team. So everyone knows why the decisions were made and what the benefit was and what the cost was, because the authentic leader is very open and communicates openly.
So relational transparency.
Yes.
So I think that's good. I think one of the things we struggle with, though, is letting people see who we really are. I've heard this for a long time in ministry. The word intimacy literally means intimacy.
Oh, that's awesome.
So if I'm going to be real, I got to show you that. But I think we need to know that we need to show people who we are. And as leaders, they need to see who we are and what we believe.
So true.
So anyway, there's a little sidebar.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Thanks.
We've decided that authentic leadership is fantastic. We would both love to work for an authentic leader.
Amen.
So how do we get there? The common themes of authentic leadership teach us that people have the capacity to learn to be an authentic leader. So if you're not a natural authentic leader, you can certainly learn to be one.
Amen.
Authentic leaders know how to do the right thing and how to be honest with themselves and others and how to work for the common good. Authentic leader has a tremendously positive impact on organizations. So if you run a company or a huge enterprise, you want authentic leaders.
Amen.
So here's a side note. There's a study in 2014 that examined the effect of authentic leaderships on the followers' morality. And would you believe this study discovered that authentic leaderships significantly reduce the followers' inclinations to make unethical choices when faced with temptation? Authentic leadership morally strengthens the followers and the organization. So in a sense, you're helping people not to do the wrong thing just because you're an authentic leader.
Amen. Well, and it's the example that you set.
Exactly.
That kind of rides the ship, right?
Amen.
There you go.
So what are some of the actions of authentic leaders? Authentic leaders continually commit to their own learning to understand themselves as a person and how they see the world. They have a deep self-awareness, and they use it as a foundation, and that self-awareness grows. It's a lifelong journey of learning. They use experiences, and they share those with people along the way. They resonate with others by telling stories of success and defeat. They talk about good times and challenging times, accomplishments and setbacks. Authentic leaders need to know who they are, but a Christian authentic leader needs to take that a step further than just knowing who they are. They need to know whose they are.
That'll preach. That's good. Amen. That's amen.
Amen. Authentic leaders have the ability to get their ego out of the way. They genuinely empower and develop others. The big ego leadership of the reality leaders that we talked about is at the opposite end of the scale. The first and foremost principle of authentic leadership is it's not about me.
It's not about me. That's good.
That's good. And so few leaders do that. Authentic leaders influence and inspire others by disclosing a little bit about themselves. They instill humility, credibility, and trust in those around them by being able to lift the veil and reveal their true selves. Authentic leaders don't want to seem superhuman. They don't want to seem like they don't mess up. They want to seem like someone who, daggone it, tries their hardest every day.
Chris, I think you're good at this. I've seen that in our friendship and our...
I've seen that in you as well.
In every aspect of life, you have to do that. It's always loving Christ and employing this leadership example in everything.
Yes, it is.
Does that make sense or not?
It absolutely does. Yeah. I love that. That makes a lot of sense. And that leads into what I want to say. The followers of an authentic leader don't follow because of the leader's manipulation, and they don't follow because of the carrot and stick strategy. Mm. We hear that in business all the time. It's the carrot or the stick, but the authentic leader doesn't use any one of those.
Okay.
They only follow the leader because of the authentic leader's influence, and that's it.
Amen and amen.
So now here's the big question. How can leaders cultivate authentic leadership selves?
That's a good question.
You know, there's a lot of ways and a lot of activities a leader can engage in to increase their authenticity. And here's four that came to me really quickly when we were doing this. Explore your life story. Authentic leaders can benefit a lot from self-discovery as a means of becoming more authentic. They need to process their experiences and make sense of what they've been through and rediscover their true selves. When you delve into your own self-awareness, you become more capable of being yourself and allow others to see that side of you. And Dave, I've seen that in you so many times. When you tell stories about your life, your history, your past, you increase your authentic leadership, and it really connects with people.
I appreciate that. In Bible college, you would buy these illustration books and you'd read illustrations. I think sometimes the greatest illustrations are the life that you're living.
Yes, it is. Yes.
You know, sometimes I use. Amen. Amen. Sometimes I have to be careful. I sometimes want to use my kids too much, so I have to make sure. I always get it okayed with them. But well, I think it's great. Important that you use the things around you and you talk about that in a real way, because you can relate to people because you're dealing with some of the same stuff they are.
See, that is exactly authentic leadership right there. And you are so good at that.
Text in the mail. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. There you go.
Oh, no.
That guy, I love him.
Another way to improve your authentic leadership ability is to allow time for reflection. It's so critical to take a step back and be introspective in our 1,000-mile-an-hour world.
That's right.
And by devoting time to reflection, you will better understand your value to become a more effective leader. So you got to set aside time to reflect without your phone or a task list and examine how you live your life and interact with the people around you to be more authentic.
I tell you, I think this is going to be harder as kids are growing up.
Yes.
Because they are so connected to their phones today.
Oh, yeah.
My kids, too. I mean, we all are. Is that fair? As I said that, my phone was ringing.
It wasn't.
we are so connected, and we have to be careful to not use this phone and use all these things to distract us, but to as a tool, I think. And I think sometimes we don't do that enough. Anyway,
you're absolutely
that's
right.
That's my two cents. So,
and that was a good one.
Well, thanks.
So here's another. Authentic leaders always solicit feedback. They that's understand right. that in order to be effective, they must understand how others perceive them. And it may not be the way you think they do. So you got to seek out candid feedback and act on it. It will help you grow and develop. Authentic leaders want to improve and change for the benefit of their employees, which is surrounding themselves with people who will provide candid feedback.
That's good. Well, and
it can be difficult too.
Even in this podcast, Chris has tried to get feedback on how we can be better at this, yes. and how we can help you guys in your leadership walk. And so we're trying that. And if there's ways that you can think that we do it, how can they get a hold of us, Chris?
Go to lead1212.com. You can contact us right there.
Okay. Just had to do that plug because we really do want to get better, right?
Yes. That'd be a good, my aching back.
my aching back. That's a good one.
Here's the last. Study your own leadership style. Genuine leaders are aware of the leadership styles that come naturally to them. They're aware of their situation, and they're aware of the people that they manage, and they can adapt their style as necessary while remaining true to themselves. Think about this. Flexible styles are not inauthentic because they originate from a genuine place and are an extension of the compassion and heart that leaders need to connect with their employees.
Amen.
Authentic leaders can be the one thing that the followers can count on. Thick or thin, good or bad, they know they can count on their authentic leader.
That's good. That's really good.
Oh, I want to mention, Dave, that we've got an authentic leadership quiz on the Lead 1212 website that can rate your abilities in each authentic leadership area and let you know exactly where you need to work. Just go to lead1212.com.
Kind of to echo everything, some scripture I was thinking of is John 10, 10 and 11. And it's important that we put this to walk. And so this is kind of, I don't know, this kind of hit me. The thief comes to only steal and kill and destroy. So when you're not your authentic self, Satan wins because
absolutely.
He wants you to be anything but God's.
Yes,
and absolutely. The only way that you can be yourself is to be God's. Jesus says, I have come that you may have life and have it to the fullest.
Yes.
One step further, he goes, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Verse 11.
Oh, that's beautiful. So, that was perfect.
And here's the thing, Chris, that I think we mess up on. I don't know about you, but if you could pick any animal that you could be, what animal would you pick?
That's a good question. I'd have to give it some thought. Right away, I think a bear comes to mind.
See, I'm with you. I'm thinking an elephant so I could just step on somebody. It's a big guy thing. Or a walrus, because I love a walrus because they slap their belly and they spit at people. Yeah. Thank you. But what does God tell us? What animal are we that God tells us? We are sheep.
Sheep, yes, exactly.
What does a sheep do?
They baa.
The only way sheep do anything is that they're under shepherd's care.
Yes.
And they do what? You say it again?
They say baa.
Baa. That's so uncool, right?
It is uncool.
And guess what? We are.
And the authentic leader is uncool. That's beautiful.
And when we are God's, we are his sheep. We are under the shepherd's care, and that's the only way to be our authentic self.
So true.
We hope you guys have an awesome week. If there's any way we can bless you, let us know. Work at being your authentic self for Christ. Be a sheep. This is an LBS production, which stands for pounds. I don't know if you knew that or not, but it also stands for laughing because we're saved. But we kind of like the pounds, so Chris will lift them and I will gain them, and we will have a great time. Thanks for listening.